As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Apparently, he was involved with a group on campus called Tallahassee Students for a Democratic Society, according to FSUnews.com. Marched on January 14th to oppose President-elect Donald Trump and the Republican Party's agenda. He was one of the protesters. He was also, according to the Instagram post of the rally, some of the messages there were fight Trump's backwards agenda, end the genocide in Gaza, stop racist attacks on immigrants, defend women and LGBTQ plus rights. According to this, and the story that we have here about this organization that he was a part of was a very radical organization on college campuses. And at the time, Governor Ron DeSantis had said, it's become increasingly obvious that the agenda of Donald Trump, this is what the committee chair said at the time, the SDS is the name of the organization. So a lot of this is just kind of coming out now. The Students for a Democrat Society, this is what they had said at the time. It has become increasingly obvious that the agenda of Donald Trump, the agenda of Governor Ron DeSantis, the agenda of President Richard McCollum, and the Board of Trustees are one and the same. They're all united in repressing student protests and supporting Israel's genocide in Gaza and continuing to silence, to repress, to beat back queer people, trans people, black people, and poor people. Now, the only source that I can find to talk about his social media is from the Hindustan Times. All right, so there's nothing in the mainstream media about this as of yet. But if it's true, the social media posts of this guy, then he was saying some pretty anti-Trump and pretty pro-Palestinian things. Again, if this is true, and I don't know if it is, these are obviously early reports. I want to preface by saying that. I'm sure by tomorrow we'll know a whole lot more about this. But when you just try to do a search on this guy, basically nothing comes up, which, again, often tells you that it doesn't fit the narrative of what the media would want in somebody who shoots people on a campus. Like, you heard a guy in that news clip who was saying, like, talking about gun control. I mean, I don't know. There's no gun control that would have stopped this. This guy had access to his mother's in law enforcement and had access to her firearm. It's a terrible situation. But there's nothing about him. It's strange. It's like you start doing a search on this guy and you look more and more and you find nothing. And that often says something about who the suspect is, because typically with these things, if it was a white guy in a MAGA hat, which it usually isn't, then you learn everything about this person. You find out everything in a matter of moments. And the pictures everywhere and everything else. But there's nothing among the so-called mainstream media sites, except for some sites overseas which are reporting things right now on this guy and saying from his social media posts, and this is being, you know, people are sharing this on the internet, and if true, then he was a pretty actively outspoken anti-Trump, pro-Palestinian guy who clearly had a freaking screw loose because he shot people. And six people are receiving treatment at Tallahassee Memorial Hospital. He was also wounded by police, and he's in custody, and two people are dead. One FSU student who saw the shooter described him as a normal college dude who was wearing an orange T-shirt and khaki shorts. I was walking, and this guy pulls up in an orange Hummer, and he gets out with a rifle and shoots in my direction. But the police said today that he just used a handgun. He did not use a rifle or a shotgun. That came out today as well, and during the press conference that we played for you earlier in the show today. So there'll be a lot more on this. You'll have more on this tomorrow. I won't be on the air with you tomorrow. I'll be in New York. We're doing Jimmy Fallon's show and then the Ingraham angle tomorrow night. But more will come out. You know, I hate speculating on these things. I'm only sharing because they're on published sites that are reputable news sites. They're just news sites that are not in the United States of America. But that doesn't mean they're any less reputable. It just means that they're just not here in the U.S. But people are taking screenshots of his social media posts. And if it is true that these do belong to him, then he was saying things like, there's really not much you can do to stop Donald Trump unless you revolt. But we do know he was part of the FSU Fight Trump protest. I think it's a little too late. Trump is already going to be inaugurated on January 20th, and there's not really much you can do unless you outright revolt. He apparently told FSU News, which is the school newspaper. And according to the site FSUnews.com, from the story that they had back then in January, and a quote from this guy, let's see if I can bring up the quote from the story back then. Again, you know, this is the thing about this stuff coming up during the show. It's great that we are able to get you the information first. But in a lot of cases like this, it's a situation where, you know, you're kind of piecing this together as you go and trying to do a talk show. It's not always the easiest thing to do. Editor's note, an earlier version of this article included a quote from the gunman in the April 17th shooting at FSU and was removed at the decision of our editors to maintain ethical journalistic standards and avoid amplifying the voice of an individual responsible for violence. So FSUnews.com, in the earlier version of the story, that this story about this protest, we can confirm absolutely that they published this back on January 19th, 2025. The staff writer, Justice Ulrich, FSUnews.com, reporting on Florida State University. So when they originally posted this back in January, they had a quote from the shooter in their article. They've updated the article to remove the quote from the shooter. And I think the reason why they did that is because it's an anti-Trump quote. If it had been a pro-Trump quote, you can guarantee that that story would have been picked up by the AP and every other single mainstream media outlet out there, and it would be everywhere around the world at this moment. But because it was an anti-Trump quote, they've decided out of their ethical journalistic integrity to take the quote down. I don't know how that's ethical or journalistic. I think it's a disservice to your readers. You're clearly taking it down because the guy was an anti-Trump nutbag. Here's the quote he gave to FSUnews.com, which they now acknowledge that they took down. Quote, "These people are usually pretty entertaining, usually not for good reasons," said Phoenix Ickner, a political science major. "I think it's a little too late. He, Trump, is already going to be inaugurated on January 20th, and there's not really much you can do unless you outright revolt, and I don't think anyone wants that." And he was part of the protest on college, on the campus at that time, that the FSUnews.com wrote the story, which is January 19th, the day before Trump's inauguration. The story is Tallahassee SDS, Students for Democrat Society, protest Trump's agenda and FSU policies on a campus rally. And what's amazing about this is that they've taken this, they have edited their own story to take this out, which I think is outrageous that they've done that out of journalistic integrity. Editor's note, an earlier version of this article included a quote from the gunman in the April 17th shooting at FSU and was removed at the decision of our editors to maintain ethical journalistic standards and avoid amplifying the voice of an individual responsible for violence. Oh, BS. You're taking it out because the guy was anti-Trump. Let's be honest. If that guy had said Donald Trump's going to make America great again, if he had said Trump is going to bring an end to illegal immigration and everything else, and then it shot people, that quote would be everywhere. It'd be on CNN and MSNBC and every other place out there. You know it. I know it. And they know it. Tallahassee Students for a Democratic Society marched on January 14th to oppose President-elect Donald Trump and the Republican Party's agenda. The protests occurred less than a week before Trump's inauguration. Roughly 15 protesters started their rally around the Legacy Fountain in Landis Green. Here they passed out flyers with written chants, held a Palestinian flag, and signs with phrases like abortion is health care. The group began their march toward the integration statue shortly after 4 p.m. where they set up to make speeches. The organization promoted the rally on Instagram, featuring messages like fight Trump's backwards agenda and the genocide in Gaza, stop racist attacks on immigration, and defend women's and LGBTQ plus rights. The chairman of the group, Tallahassee Students for a Democrat Society, Oliver Cheese, that's his name, Oliver Cheese. Okay. It has become increasingly obvious that the agenda of Donald Trump, the agenda of Governor Ron DeSantis, the agenda of President Richard McCollum and the Board of Trustees are one and the same. They are all united in repressing student protests and supporting Israel's genocide in Gaza and continuing to silence, to repress, and to beat black queer people, beat back queer people, trans people, black people, and poor people. Another concern stemmed from the measure in 2023 that prevented universities from allocating funds to diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. While FSU's DEI office was shut down, no employees were fired, according to the Tallahassee Democrat. FSU has been rolling back DEI and LGBTQ plus based diversity initiatives for a year now, more or less, said the SDS Communications Committee co-chair J.J. Gluck. We're addressing Trump in particular because he is the face of a lot of these policies and ways, but we're also talking directly to the university. We don't want them to think we're okay with his agenda or their agenda, which echoes his. Now, it's possible that this shooter was merely observing the organization, because now that they've edited the story, I don't know for sure. But certainly he was quoted that day, so you can make one of two assumptions. Either you can make an assumption that he was walking by and then was asked a question, and he said that these people are usually pretty entertaining, usually not for good reasons. I think it's a little too late. Trump's already going to be inaugurated on January 20th, and there's not really much you can do unless you outright revolt, and I don't think anyone wants that, and then kept on walking, or he was part of the protests and part of what's going on. This is the problem, though, with journalism right now, which is that they don't want to touch this, so we're all going to have to wait for answers until some independent journalist can come out and actually verify all these things about his presence that day during these protests. Was he merely walking by and making an observation, or was he part of it? Was he engaged in this? That's the question. That's the question that we're all wondering right now. And as usual, because we, you know, if there was any inkling that this guy was pro-Trump, then we definitely know that we would know everything about him right now. Not even a question. So you'll have to wait to get more details. The only details we're getting are on the internet. Many of those oftentimes turn out to be unreliable, but we do know that his quote was in the article and that FSUnews.com decided to deliberately take that quote out. So hat tip to the Hindustan Times and the Times of India for actually posting the story with his original quote the first time. Good for them. It's amazing that our own media can't do that. Really amazing. Not surprising, though. David Hogg is a hideous, hideous person. He'll be out there screaming for gun control. James Carville wants him to shut up and just go away and go into a hole. Let me see. I have this here, my formerly pangolin-stained fingers. Here's James Carville with a lesser Cuomo on News Nation Wednesday night, following his call for progressive Democrats more concerned with the pronoun police to leave the Democratic Party. He slammed Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders and David Hogg, saying they're all part of the problem. Cut 17.
Well, I don't think that most of Democrats are that. And maybe we need to have a schism. Maybe we can form a governing coalition. You know, this happens every time in parliamentary things where you come in, you say, okay, you want to be part of our coalition. But when they spend all their time running against us, by the way, why don't somebody sue David Hogg? He's an officer of the Democratic National Committee. He is the vice chairman of the Democratic National Committee, and he's running against other Democrats. I would like to know, and you went to law school, does he have a fiduciary duty toward Democrats? If you work for News Nation, you can't promote CNN. That's if you work for somebody else. You have a fiduciary duty to your employer, which anybody can understand. He's being paid to run against other Democrats. I think it's an outrage. I don't know if I have standing, but I might give the DNC $10 and sue him. He's a contemptible little twerp, if you ask me.
Sue his ass, Jim. I'll have you on the show to talk about it.
Yeah, I might. I don't know if I have standing, but somebody can stand him.
Yeah, so that's because he's pledging to spend $20 million in safe blue Democrat primaries against sitting House members by trying to get more radical kooks in there. Carville also told the lesser Cuomo that this whole thing with this MS-13 gang member who's in El Salvador is not the hill that Democrats want to die on. In the same interview with the lesser Cuomo, this is what he said. Take a listen.
We've been presented. Okay, there's no due process. There's no anything. That's a great. Every court has said bring him back. So what do we do? Say, well, we want to pivot to another issue. Let's just leave him down in some El Salvadorian dump. Let the president of the United States, who, by the way, in his oath of office, is to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, of which the Supreme Court, you know, I think is Article 3, but don't hold me to it.
It is.
Is blatantly disregarding an order. So if we pivot to another issue and we take care of the middle class, if we don't have laws in this country, what good have we done? I just think that it is an outrage that this guy is down there. And if the Democratic Party can't stand up for him, who the hell are we going to stand up for? Nobody. Nothing. If you have to stand up, you know, we stood up for people with civil rights. And no, yeah. you got to do everything you can to get this guy back home.
I get it. I get the high ground. But I do think that he is a tough poster boy for the cause. But I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
Okay, so I had that backwards. The lesser Cuomo was saying this is not a hill to die on, and saying that if you die on this hill, you're going to lose. And he's right. Of course, Carville referred to him as an innocent person twice, which is not true. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials arrested Garcia, who illegally entered the U.S. in 2011, and they also had a deportation order against him as well. So he was supposed to be deported. I think, you know, this is one of those rare instances, I have to say, the lesser Cuomo is right. If Democrats want to die on this hill, it's not a hill worth dying on, but, you know, go for it. So who do the Democrats have? Who's going to be their standard bearer and their front bearer? Well, statistician Nate Silver and Galen Duke, they're predicting who the presidential nominee will be in 2028. Want to hear it? Here we go. This is Cut 18. Take a listen.
Galen, reveal your pick.
Okay, my first pick of the first round draft is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Sorry, I mean, let's say it's Substack. You can say whatever you want. That was going to be my first pick. Oh, my God.
I think we spent too much time together. We share a brain at this point. But I will make my argument nonetheless. I think there's a lot of points in her favor at this very moment, but I'll look to the data first, given who we are. In a Yale poll just out this week, AOC has the highest net favorability rating of any of the Democrats that they asked about. So she's positive 62% Harris is second. She's very close. She's net positive 59%. So that means that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has broad appeal across the Democratic Party. And there's a lot of people who could potentially get on board with her. But I think equally important is the fact that she has very fervent support. I think a lot of people are going to run in 2028. And it's going to be a contest for attention and getting those sort of people who might be in your boat to turn out and stay with you through thick and thin.
Hey, go for it. Let her be the nominee. I think it's a great idea. What could possibly go wrong, right? What could possibly go wrong? Shapiro, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Mayor Pete, Gavin Newsom, Ruben Gallego, Gretchen Whitmer. They were the next seven picks in their candidate draft. So first they're going with AOC. I mean, if all the other names are losers too, except for, Shapiro can't win a primary because he's Jewish. The Democrat Party hates the Jews. Cory Booker's a clown. Kamala Harris is a loser. Mayor Pete, please. Newsom's the only one who has a chance of winning. But then again, if he keeps walking back his past positions because he's trying to pretend he's a moderate, then he has no chance of getting out of a primary. All right, quick break. The president has announced a new council, his Homeland Security Advisory Council. I'll tell you who's on there, including a very famous talk show host you know well. Not me, but somebody else. I'll tell you about that as well as we continue. That's the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria. If you've been putting off getting that complex dental procedure, stop putting it off and go see Dr. Mike today. Just go to VeneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Prime Minister of Italy visiting the White House today. That Italian lady, that Italian broad, and bringing the thunder with her, too. Democrats are a mess. They're a friggin' mess. George Clooney, you know, and I should have played this earlier when we were live streaming because I don't know what he got a bad hair dye job or something. I don't know, but he's such a fraud. I mean, he killed Batman. He literally did. He killed the Batman franchise. Batman and Robin will go down as one of the worst movies ever. Not just one of the worst superhero movies, but one of the worst movies ever. He had no personality as Bruce Wayne. He sounded exactly like Batman when he was Bruce Wayne. And his stupid bat nibbles in a dumb movie and just a dumb actor. But his greatest performance was pretending like Joe Biden was going to remain a candidate so that everybody would write big checks to the Democrat Party. And then after that fundraiser, he writes an op-ed to the New York Times and says Joe Biden has to go. After all the checks cleared. So Clooney believes now who the Democrat Party should go to. He sat down with Jake Tapper on Wednesday promoting his Broadway adaptation of Good Night and Good Luck. It's kind of ironic because it's what he said to Joe Biden. Good night and good luck. And he offered a bold endorsement for one Democrat. Cut 19.
Who do you have your eyes on?
I really, there's one person in particular I think is spectacular. There are a few. I like Andy Beshear. I like.
Oh, you're Kentucky.
I'm a Kentucky guy. Yeah, I like him. He's a good guy. And they're smart. And he's won in a red state. He's a Democrat. I like Gretchen. I think he's very good. But who I think is levitating above that is Wes Moore. I think he is the guy that he's handled this tragedy in Baltimore beautifully. He's two tours of duty in Afghanistan, active duty. He speaks sort of beautifully. He's smart. He ran a hedge fund. He ran the Robin Hood Foundation. He's a proper leader. And Democrats, you know, the thing is, we say Democrats fall in love and Republicans fall in line. Although I think Republicans have fallen in love a little bit. I like him a lot. I think he could be someone we could all join in behind. We have to find somebody rather soon, you know, because we need to We need to redo. Look, the other side, the side that I'm, you know, that I don't support, won, and they are, you know, running through government, doing their thing. So it's our job now to put together a proper team to stand up, because we're right now polling very poorly, and you know.
Okay, let's break that down for a second. So Wes Moore, the governor of Maryland, you notice you haven't heard him say a word about this Garcia guy. The Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen is down there in El Salvador. Wes Moore is trying to avoid this and stay under the radar. He portrays himself as a moderate. He brought up Andy Beshear. Andy Beshear also portrays himself as a moderate. By the way, Kentucky always elects Democrat governors, and they have Republican senators. It's an odd state. It's very strange how they do it that way, but it's been like that for a long time. So there's really not anything too special about that. But let's take those two guys for a second. Is Clooney saying this because that's the order that's been given by Barack Obama, who's still in charge of the Democrat Party? You know, it's interesting to me how James Carville was saying Joe Biden had to get out of the race. David Axelrod was saying Joe Biden had to get out of the race a year before Joe Biden got out of the race. You remember that weekend that the Obamas had their little reunion party and David Axelrod went on a tweet storm on that Sunday? And that's when he went out on the tweet storm and he said, Joe Biden's got to go. He can't win. He's got to get out of the race. And this was October of 2023. I knew that he was done at that point. It was over. And that's when I made my prediction. I think I'd made my prediction before that, but I, you know, just doubled down on my prediction at the time that it was done. Okay, so David Axelrod, James Carville, George Clooney, all basically saying we have to stop people like AOC, Bernie Sanders, and other people who are the progressive Democrats. You see, the Democrat Party controls everything. This is the point that I made the other day on America's Newsroom. Shameless plug. I said this. I said Democrats would rather lose with someone they can control than win with somebody that they can't control. So it's very obvious now what's happening. It's very obvious that the Democrat establishment is trying to find somebody who is someone they can portray as a moderate. You notice you didn't hear Josh Shapiro's name come up. Why not? Because he's Jewish. That's why. It's this very same reason they did not pick him to be the vice presidential candidate. There are too many crazy anti-Israel, anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic. The guy just had an attack on his house by an anti-Israel kook. Clooney doesn't bring up Shapiro. Guy won governor. He's a very popular elected governor of the must-win state of Pennsylvania. His name doesn't come up. So he brings up Wes Moore and Andy Beshear. There's something to that. Doesn't bring up Gavin Newsom either. And I think that's because they just don't like him. They want somebody who they can control. They want somebody who will be a puppet for them. They want an establishment puppet for the Democrat Party who they can dress up as a moderate and try to run. And then what they're going to do is they're going to control the process again in 2028 to ensure that whoever their handpicked candidate is becomes the nominee. It's exactly what they did in 16. It's exactly what they did in 20. And it's exactly what they did in 24. Think about it. 2016, Bernie Sanders was out there having rallies, massive rallies. And they stopped him to make sure Hillary Clinton would be the nominee. They told Joe Biden not to run. He was the vice president and he doesn't run. And then Hillary Clinton wins the nomination and then loses in the general election. 2020, all of a sudden, they all drop out of the race, except for America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren. She stays in the race to stop Donald Trump, or to stop Bernie Sanders, I mean. And that was her job. And then Joe Biden becomes the nominee and then cheats his way into the White House because by various things with the media covering up for the Hunter Biden laptop and the fact that he was crooked, and they sold this guy as this bill of goods, as this moderate guy, grandpa keeping you safe from COVID and from mean tweets in the basement. And it was all an act. It was all a lie. The Hunter Biden laptop story, they suppress it. They say it's Russian disinformation, so you don't know the truth about Joe Biden. There's COVID going on and lots of other things. 2024, what happens? They know that Biden can't run. They know that he's going to drop out of the race, but they need to control the process. So there's no primary, there's no open convention, and they lose with Kamala Harris, but they'd rather lose with her than risk winning with somebody like Bernie or AOC. That's what you're watching happen right now. That's what we're watching happen. Clooney is just a messenger. It always has been. The godfather, Barack Obama, is still calling the shots. And it's very obvious now that they don't want an AOC. They don't want a Bernie. These are people that cannot be controlled and people that are not pro-war. And they want somebody who will go along with their little wars and their little international interventions and all the other things they want to do. That's what that's about. That's what that's the translation of that clip right there. Just so you know. I believe we have a clip of America's mother-in-law, Matt DeSantis. Do we not? I think you added that earlier today.
We do.
And this is her talking about Abrego Garcia. Take a listen.
Sorry, that's a Justin one.
Oh, Justin, can you play Elizabeth Warren for me?
Which cut is it, Matt?
I don't know if there's a number. Do you have it?
No, Matt didn't send it to me.
Okay. You texted me, Matt, but you had it. I just read it?
I can pull it up again. You can read it in the meantime, then we can listen to her firsthand.
All right. I'll just read it because we don't need to hear her shrieking mother-in-law, America's mother-in-law voice anyway. If they can disappear Mr. Abrego Garcia, then they can disappear you. The American people think, wait a minute, I think this is a moment we're going to have to start fighting back for our country. Does not mention anything about the MS-13. Does not mention anything about the domestic abuse. Nothing. Does not mention the fact that he had a deportation order. Nothing. See, you don't have any of those things. You don't have a deportation order against you because you've been found to be an MS-13 gang member who is a wife beater. You don't have those things, which is why you're not going to disappear. And by the way, Abrego Garcia didn't disappear. He was sent back to the country of which he's a legal resident of, which is El Salvador. So he was sent back to his country. He didn't disappear. Wasn't picked up in the middle of the night and disappeared, and we don't know where he is, and we're trying to figure out and search the earth for him. They know exactly where he is. The left just doesn't like the fact that he's there. They know exactly where the guy is. Look, if Democrats want to die on this hill, go for it. I'm just saying, you know, you guys are going to lose. Oh, by the way, the Daily Caller visited the home of New York Attorney General Letitia James, which she listed as her primary residence, and of course found out that she doesn't live there. So let's cue up cut number 13. As you know, the attorney general has been referred to now an investigation because there have been four different times where the New York State attorney general, who famously said no one is above the law, lied on mortgage applications, including by saying that the house in Virginia is her primary residence, even though she's required by New York State law to live in New York State. As the attorney general listed her father as her husband, falsified in other places having four bedrooms when it did not. So the Daily Caller visited the home that New York Attorney General Letitia James listed as her principal residence. Cut 13.
Hi there. I'm a reporter with the Daily Caller News Foundation.
You're trespassing.
I'm sorry.
Trespassing. My kids are out here.
I understand. We mean no trouble. We're just curious who the occupants of the home are, because there's
about who's occupants. That's none of your business.
Well, there are connections. There are connections to New York Attorney General Letitia James. Are you related to Letitia James?
Do you know her?
You're trespassing. Go in the house.
Do you know Letitia James? No? Okay. No comment. Thank you, ma'am.
Don't come up to my house no more.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am. You have a good one.
You will.
But you see, it's her house. That's the point. It's her house, not Letitia James's house. I'm just pointing that out. It's her house, not Tish James's house. So Tish James committed mortgage fraud, and now she's being investigated for it. And there you go. But you know what's amazing is that so Democrats want to be on the side of this guy, this guy from El Salvador, and they're all rallying to him. And on CNN, CNN Newsnight with Abby Phillip, Shermichael Singleton mentions the newly revealed Kilmar Abrego Garcia MS-13 serial domestic abuse evidence to CNN's panel. And then Tiffany Cross, who's woke and is on CNN, suddenly pivots. So is it really about this guy, or is it about something else? Cut 12.
I think it is a political issue. I also think it's a national security issue. Prince George's County in 2019, their gang unit determined that Garcia was an MS-13 gang member. His wife in 2021, the wife that's now giving lengthy testimonies about how great he is, said that he's a serial abuser, and she has a ton of photos to showcase said abuse. I agree, due process is absolutely important. We want to maintain that, but I think there's absolutely enough here to send this guy somewhere else. One, he's already broken the law. We've already established that. Now you do have evidence suggesting that he was a member or is a member of MS-13. He's also a serial abuser. This is not the type of individual I don't think any one of us would want in our country. He should be deported.
But respectfully, sir, Michael, we can't make it about Kilmer. Like, that's just one person.
But that's the case we're talking about.
That is, but I guess if we look at the macro and not the micro, and just look at the process of this, because he's not the only person there. There were other, they indiscriminately rounded up people and deported them. We also saw in the news this week, maybe it was last week, it's been a long year this week, but the Massachusetts attorney who got the letter saying that you have 7 days to leave the country. This administration has already proven that there are flaws in the system, and they are randomly deporting people without due process. That's not specific to him. That should be specific to all of us.
They're randomly deporting people without due process. By the way, it's worth noting how quickly she pivots there and goes, oh, no, it's not just about him. It's not just another thing. It's not that. Oh, damn it. Really, Matt? For the 22nd of April?
That's bad timing.
This is a bad week to be away. What is it for?
It's to meet with officials from the White House.
I can't take vacations ever again. Bottom line.
You're very popular. Two White House invites in the span of 6 days, 7 days?
I'm never going to be on the radio again at this rate. That's the problem. Well, I can't. Maybe we should just cancel this friggin' trip to California. My kids will be so disappointed, though. Oh, man. I got to figure this out.
Tough call. It's a tough call. And you don't have much time to figure it out.
No, I guess not. All right. We'll figure it out. But I'll do it on the break. First, I'll figure out Emmons Roofing and Siding, because they do great work for me, and they take care of everything in my home. EmmonsRoofing.com, E-M-M-O-N-S, EmmonsRoofing.com. Go see them today. Reach out to them. Have them come to your home and give you a free estimate for all the work. They do great work. I am so, so proud of the great work of Emmons Roofing and Siding, and you will be too, from everything, from windows, doors, siding, new roof, each and every one of my listeners. 10% off inflation relief discount. 10% off inflation relief discount. So it's great. It's great. Matt and Stephanie are dedicated to customer satisfaction, dedicated to ensuring that the work is done right, on time, on budget, and that's fantastic. So reach out to Emmons. I've been using them in two different homes over the course of 10 years. They replaced my roof in the old house, and we had them do the windows. In this house, they've done doors, skylights, and another project to come. They even have a bathroom remodeling division. And yes, we remodeled the bathroom in the old house, and they did a fantastic job. Great job. So, what are you waiting for? EmmonsRoofing.com. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Here's the deal. I got invited to the White House to broadcast next week. But I'm in California next week because I'm doing this thing with the PragerU book club. And I also got invited to be on Fox News next week. But then I got invited to the White House when the Eagles are there on the 28th. But I don't know if we're going to broadcast or we're just going to be there. I don't know. That's what I'm confused about. The president requests the pleasure of your company to celebrate the champions of Super Bowl Licks. What is that? Super Bowl Licks. What does that mean?
It's the 59 in Roman numerals.
Oh, right. Super Bowl 59, the Philadelphia Eagles, to be held at the White House on Monday, April 28th, 2025 at 4 o'clock. But we were hoping to do the show from there that day. That would be nice, because otherwise I'll be off for like 80 days, or not that long. But tomorrow, because of the Fox stuff, and then all next week because of California, and then Monday with the White. So you see what I'm saying, Matt? It's going to be a lot of... See?
Yeah. Well, I mean, hopefully we'll get some clarity and figure out what exactly is expected of us.
All right. Well, hey, these are good problems to have, right?
You're in high demand.
I guess so. Look at that. Well, catch me on the Ingraham Angle tomorrow night at 7, and then Fox News Saturday night with Jimmy Fallon Saturday night at 10 p.m., and do that. And then tomorrow, Matt Rooney's in, so have a good Friday. And have a blessed Easter, a buona Pasquale. Have a wonderful, wonderful Easter. And let's see, I should say that in Italian because the prime minister is here today from Italy, right? So let's see if she – how do you say happy Easter in Italian? Let's see. Let's see if she can do it. Go ahead.
Buona Pasqua.
Buona Pasqua. I said, here we go. Hang on.
Buona Pasqua.
Buona Pasqua. That's tough. That's a tough word, even for an Italian to say.
Buona Pasqua.
Buona Pasqua. Yeah, that's a tough one. As I said, Pasquale, but that's Patrick in Italian, I think. All right. Well, there you go. Have a blessed Easter and a great weekend. And we'll figure all this stuff out. We got a lot of exciting things to do. That's for sure. We're cooking with gasoline now. That's the thing. We're cooking with gasoline. Show's on fire. What can I tell you? It's good. It's a good time to be part of the Zioli Army. Growing every day by leaps and bounds and getting invitations and exposure. And, man, if my head gets any bigger, they're going to have to make a new action figure with just my head. Okay. Have a great rest of your night tonight. Fox Across America with Jimmy Fallon is up next. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zioli. Just a great job with the Italian music today in honor of Giorgia Meloni. Thank you for listening.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.